Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley, floor supervisor. How may I help today?
Yes, I'm calling in a complaint that I haven't been able to get my Omax shipped.
Okay, I'll be happy to pull up your account to take a better look, ma'am. May I ask whom I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Nancy Beckstead.
All right, Ms. Beckstead, give me one moment to pull up your account. And for security, may I also ask for your street address?
311 Coolidge Road.
Thank you, ma'am. I show you down for the 6 month supply of the Omax 3, the Ultra Pure. There was some, looks like, declined payments for your shipment.
Okay, let me explain what happened here, because this is why I'm very upset, because This is my third call trying to give you guys my money. The first time I called it in, I bumped up my shipment date. So I called the lady. I said, listen, can you bump up my date? I need it sooner than later. It's, yes, verified my account and everything. Let it go. Called, a couple weeks later or a week later, I never got it. They said, your expiration date expired on your credit card. I said, well, how come nobody called me? We don't do that at this company. I said, I'm trying to give you my money. I said, so I gave her my expiration date. Mm-hmm. My credit card, I guess that it changed. Went through the everything, it's going to ship out immediately. That was on the 29th. I think I called the 15th the first time, the 29th of June the second time. Then I called today. I'm like, how come my shipment didn't come? So I'm talking to the girl today. Oh, I don't know. It looks like it was declined. I don't know why. It looks like your order was canceled. I said, what do you mean my order was canceled? You have my credit card. You have my new expiration date. She doesn't know why. She said it's some computer glitch or whatever. It got canceled. I said, nobody follows through. So now I got to wait another 10 days. Hopefully it's even shipping today, because I said to the girl today, it's not her fault. I said, but you're telling me exactly the same thing the girl told me on the 29th. It's definitely going out. We got your updated credit information. And now she's telling me the same thing today. So how do I know it's getting shipped today? And I would like to get it expedited, but she said they don't do that. That now I'm going to be out of the Omax because I've been trying over 2 weeks to try to get it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand your frustration. I mean, what I can do is just go through all this information here. I do show the notations you called, on the date you said. And what I show actually is an American Express ending in 1003, expiration of January in 25. Is that right?
Right. That's the new mine. Yeah. Apparently you had, I don't even know what it was. Maybe the first time I called, they didn't even verify, I guess, the expiration date. She just said, I'm going to bump up your shipment. And then here it was declined because I guess my expiration date, I think it was 21 at the time or it must have been 20. Because, like, every 4 or 5 years you get a new credit card.
Yeah.
But she didn't verify that. And then, like I said, then I called on the 29th. How come I didn't get my shipment? Oh, it was canceled because your expiration date expired. So then I gave her my new expiration date, same credit card number and everything. And it didn't come again. So now I'm calling again. And the girl says, I don't know. It looks like it was just canceled because your expiration date expired. I said, but I gave you the new expiration date. The whole thing doesn't make sense, but I just trying to get the pills as soon as possible, and I don't want to have to keep calling.
I definitely understand that, ma'am. Quick question with the billing address. Is it also the 311 Coolidge Road?
Yes, nothing has changed except my expiration date changed because I got a new credit card. Same credit card number.
From what I see, I mean, the only thing visible on the card number, I don't believe that would be the issue, but it would be just the last four and the expiration. Like, I can't see the CVVs never say for your security. What I'm thinking about doing is just canceling out everything on this entire account and basically creating you a new one from scratch. Same product, same deal. It's just, I'm not sure why on this account. I mean, I could definitely try, to have it updated again on this one and see if we can't put it through. But I mean,
I don't understand nothing.
Twice.
Yeah, nothing's changed except the so it was declined again.
Declined once back in June, and also looks like yesterday or today, actually.
Yeah, but okay. I'm trying to walk out the door. I have an appointment, and I didn't realize this was going to take me all this time just to get this thing shipped. So what do I need to do to get this thing shipped so I can, because I got to really go.
Okay. Well, honestly, ma'am, the quickest way I could do is basically cancel everything on this account and real quick place you a new order like you're a new customer. Just, would you like to, you know, do that?
Is that going to take a while? You have my information?
Probably be faster.
But you're saying that this is probably not going to ship again from me calling back today.
I know. On this account, I'm not sure why it's declining. But I can try to process it as a new customer.
I don't understand why this is happening. Why is it being declined when my credit card, I use it every day? I have no problem with anybody else. It's just your system's not updating my expiration date, maybe?
Let me double check on this order that was attempted for you today. Some details here.
I'm going to probably have to leave in 5 minutes, so, yeah.
Do you have any way to check your bank statement, ma'am?
I'll do it overnight.
My bank statement?
Yeah, or like any online banking for that credit card or the American Express. Because
yeah,
it says status is available.
Yeah, I use my American Express every single day with everything for 20 years. So there's nothing wrong with my credit card. It gets paid off every month.
Yeah, that's not what
yeah,
I'm
so
saying.
There's, no, I know, but I mean, it can't be the credit card because I use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's my credit card I use on a daily basis.
Well, in the details on this attempted charge today, it does ask if you may be requesting to void or to cancel the order, so it may be in the pending status. It does say available. I would recommend to check your bank, see if you had been billed for that product successfully today.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. So I have to keep calling you guys back. You don't call your customers back to verify that the order went through?
No, ma'am,
that's,
we don't.
That's what, okay, all right, so... That's what I'm trying to find out because it just seems this is a struggle to get this thing to go through. So I'll call back again tomorrow. I mean, see if it went through. I've been recommending this product to people, and it's now I'm second guessing it. But all right, so I'll call back tomorrow.
Okay, ma'am. I really do apologize about the difficulties here.
Okay. Yeah. Just you, so you guys don't. Like follow an account to make sure your customer's satisfied is what so once we're done.
We don't go into customer's accounts, ma'am, to check through them. No, ma'am, we don't.
Okay. All right. That's why I wanted to call a supervisor to see if something that should be something that should be fixed, that you should maybe write my name down and check on my account tomorrow to see if I'm a satisfied customer.
All right. Well, I'll make an exception, ma'am. Give me one quick second. Let me jot down some information.
That's fine. I have to go. I'm sorry. I'm late for an important appointment.
All righty.
I just thought this was going to go much smoother than it has.
I do apologize,
thank you,
ma'am. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.